Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Nothing strikes fear into our hearts like the image of a shark's fin breaking the surface. But humans pose a far greater danger to sharks than they pose to us. James Hansen, a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at Seton Hall University, explains research into a substance that could reduce the danger of encounters between sharks and humans.
According to old fisherman's lore, if you hang a dead shark from your boat, live sharks will leave you alone. They won't steal your bait. They won't eat your catch before you reel it in. To test this, my colleague Eric Stroud took shark discards from fishermen, aged them, and tested the resulting stinky stuff against sharks in real situations. And when done right, it worked. The sharks smell it as a chemical signal, a semiochemical, that signals danger, and they leave the area, even if there is food to eat. But what exactly is it that signals danger to sharks? We are performing a chemical analysis to determine what chemical compound is the signal. We have analyzed the semiochemical mixture by 2D gas chromatography with mass spectroscopy, and there are thousands of compounds in it. The next step was to separate them, acids from bases, high boiling points from low boiling points, and so forth, to make the haystack a little smaller, and we are getting close. We still don't know exactly what the active chemical signal is, but we know a lot more than we did a few years ago. We are also developing methods using polymers for the release of the semiochemical, so we can give sharks a signal to stay away from fishing boats, from swimming areas, and so on. This isn't just to protect the swimmers, but to protect the sharks. While there may be 20 people killed by sharks each year, and that is too many, there are hundreds or thousands of sharks killed unintentionally by fishermen every day. They are fishing for tuna or swordfish, and they catch sharks by accident, so they just throw them out. But if we kill off most of the sharks, the ecosystem is a mess. So the most useful thing to come out of this project will not be protecting people directly, but protecting people by protecting the health of the oceans, by protecting the shark.
That was James Hansen of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. You know when that shark